they went away to Armagh, and they brushed them aside fairly comprehensively. In terms of where they're at, they're very much on par for me with Tyrone. They have a lot of quality within their team, so they do, and they have that team is backbone by St Mary's Mahara Felt and the St Pat's Mahara team. You know, between the two of them, they've won the McCrory Cup, and they've won the Ranafast Cup, which is the under 16 and a half as well. So they have a significant amount of quality. You know, over the last, if you look over at Derry, over the last maybe 6 or 7 years in the Ulster Minor Championship, they've been very close to winning it every year. They won it, obviously, in 2020, went on to win the All-Ireland. You know, the years previous to that there, they were in around the semi-final and final as well, so they were. So, listen, Derry have a massive pedigree at underage level in Ulster over the last number of years. And, again, I suppose I keep speaking about maybe the various opinions out there in terms of football at senior level having an impact at underage. I think it's certainly not the case. You know, you look at Derry now, they're very much up at the division, top of Division 2, and they're going to be challenging, you know, in various stages of the next couple of years. But in terms of underage football, they've been very competitive every single year, so they do. So, you know, we feel that Derry are a very formidable outfit, and we're going to have to be at our very, very best if we want to compete with them next weekend.
Yeah. You've met already this year in the league. You came out on top on that one, just a goal in it.
Ah, yeah, listen, we did at the end of the day, you know. The big one that day, Tom, was a performance. We had went to Cavan the week previous, and we had been very disappointed with the performance. Yeah, the result didn't go our way, but it was more so the manner in which we were defeated. I felt we were very, very poor that day. So we looked for a performance and a response, and that's what we got that day, and we were happy with that. The result, you know, realistically, the result was probably, it didn't really matter in the end, because ultimately the league was about getting players involved, in quality games under their belt. You know, you look at that team that played that day, like Derry had 2 or 3 in the last day. We had a couple of changes in our first game as well. So, look, I don't think you can read anything into the game at all in terms of the league, and we've seen that. You know, you look at even the senior game against Armagh, that, you know, Donegal just went to another level in Championship, and everybody understands that the Championship football is a completely different level. So, in terms of the league, forget players and then. And the competitive action was brilliant, but we know that Championship's another 2 or 3 levels above what we've played so far, you know.
Yeah. You've had, obviously, a bit of a break, but just 2 weeks now since your last game. Is that enough time, or how are you on that whole, you know, the quick turnaround for games?
Yeah, well, I suppose if you look, last year it was week on week. It was in a very intense bubble, and the one thing last year we knew was if anybody picked up a knock, you know, that they virtually weren't going to train that week, and then you're hoping that they were going to be all right for a game this year, you know, with the 2 week break. And I suppose it's not necessarily a 2 week break. The 2 week break is dependent on how your results go. You know, if you look at our man Monaghan, for example, you know, they played the week after that they were the week after they were involved because they were beat. So I suppose a 2 week break for us was. You know, we were able to get a bit of recovery in and you know, prepare properly without the intensive pressure week turnaround. You know, with that being said as well, like, the Monday session is a recovery session. Boys played the 60 minutes that, you know, that they need the proper recovery as well. So we're just delighted we get an extra couple of sessions into them and you know, continue to move as well, you know.
Yeah. Despite the win, you weren't completely happy with the performance. You said there was improvement needed.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that you know, if you look at various elements of the game, we wouldn't have been happy with, you know, some of the basic errors and in terms of our basic skills. And I suppose that comes from the training ground, Tom, because it's something we spend an awful lot of time with the players and you know, working with them in terms of their basic skills and you know, making the right decision under pressure. And we felt that we didn't do that at various stages in the Fermanagh game. So we didn't. We look at the first 15 minutes as well. We felt that we completely dominated the game and we only had, you know, we only had 3 or 4 scores on the board at that stage. I think it was 3-1 at the half at 15 minutes to go. You know, and we had a number of attacks where we made poor decisions and poor shot execution as well. So, look, we have absolutely, we're under no illusion. We have loads to work on every single day we go out. You know, and that's the nature of football. Like, what you did the last day is not going to be good enough the next day. And, you know, we said that top opposition, you know, will really penalise you in those situations. And that's what we're trying to do in this development process, is get the players to understand the levels of expected at inter-county level. And I suppose Ulster Championship, particularly for me, is a very unforgiving place, because you just can't have a bad day. You know, you can't have an off day. There is no excuse for that. So, you know, you won't get a second bite at the cherry, as they say. So, like, that's what we're trying to, you know, get the players to understand as well, that, you know, it's about, you know, it's about being composed and about making the right decision as much as possible. And they are young lads, and to be fair to them, you know, their application, their work rate is absolutely phenomenal. So it is, and they're a joy to work with. But, you know, we see it as our job to try and maximise their potential as much as we can. And through that, we do very much try to make improvements every single day we go out, you know.
The one thing, I suppose, the first round game has shown is that there's goals in both Derry and in Donegal.
Yeah, I suppose. I suppose if you look at it, the Derry game, for example, like, you know, on the 25th minute the score was 1-4 to 1-2, and on the 29th minute the game was over. It was 4-5 to 1-2, and you know, that was an exceptionally clinical period for Derry as well, and something we'd spoken to the boys about, that like the level of, if you make mistakes against the top opposition, you're going to be punished. And you know, Armagh had a man starting in that 10 minutes, you know, that the game was virtually over when he came back in. So look, we understand as well. You know, some of our moves on Saturday against Fermanagh were again, we know that some of them, you know, the little pass that maybe went to ground or those things, you know, that will be punished against Derry as well. So look, there's definitely areas where we were very good on Saturday, but again, for me, it's looking at the improvements that we need to make to compete against Derry.
Yeah. Is it safe to say it's going to come down to really which defence can defend and cope best?
You know, with underage football, Tom, it's very, very unclear on how the game will play out. You know, I say both teams take a lot of pride in their defending. You know, we certainly try to encourage our boys to take pride in their defending as well. The area have a very formidable defence. You know, something that, when I seen them very early on in the league, it was something I was very, very impressed with. Young Finn McIldowney playing in the cornerback, an exceptionally good footballer. McDermott in the full back line as well was there from last year, survivor in the championship last year. Ultimately, you're looking at the two teams. The reality is Derry have four of the starting six forwards have played against Armagh in the championship last year. They just lost out by a point a year out of their age group. For them to have four of those players back and the quality that they bring, you know, that's a massive advantage to them. So it is, like, there's nearly a unit nearly picked itself this year essentially for them. And all those guys at Macquarie Cup football this year, and some of them have been successful at the Lanifas, as I mentioned as well. So look, we're under no illusion that the task for our defenders is going to be massive the next day. But you know, I very much trust them. I feel that these guys are excited for the task ahead, and they realise that it's going to be a difficult task, but one of them shy away from. And I do believe that no matter what the outcome will be, these guys will give absolutely everything to the cause. And there's nothing anybody else can ask. You know, ultimately it's underage football. I keep saying it, I'm like a broken record, but it's about how many players can we get from this into the 20s, into the seniors, and to be competing in days where, you know, in the Ulster Senior Championship years to come. And you know, these are young lads who are going to make mistakes, and as long as they learn from the mistakes that they make, then, you know, and progress, and you know, that's all that we can really ask of them, you know.
Yeah, there is a second chance, isn't there? Which, does that take the pressure off a little?
Not really, because you play Derry, and the reality is in this Ulster Championship, it's a strange kind of a format, Tom, to be honest with you, but one of the things that I definitely noticed and I had earmarked very early on is it's not going to be good to beat one of the top teams now. You know, for me, you're going to have to beat at least three of the teams to go and win it. You know, so I suppose, like, you're looking at the second chance. The second chance, you could end up with a Tyrone, you could end up with a Cavan, you could end up with a Monaghan, and then in the semi, you could end up with a Tyrone, a Cavan, a Monaghan again. So for me in Ulster, there is no real... less pressure, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, ultimately, we take one game at a time. We're very much focused on Derry. If the result doesn't go our way, we'll have to sit down and refocus on that there. But our mind at the minute is very much do as best we can to compete with Derry, and then after that, we'll take it from there.